few clocks, not even the Swiss kind, that can tell the exact moment when a political message is farm fresh and when it just begins to curdle. In the movies, political messages can be difficult to time for maximum effect. This summer, both feature films and documentaries are taking on political topics which have a particular resonance in a presidential election year.
Am I the only person in this room who's been reading these NSA reports?
I've read them.
All right, then you know we are on the brink of another cataclysm, probably nuclear, on our own soil.
Oh, Ellie, that's a bit extreme.
And it's not from random terrorists, but from covert alliances of disaffected nations who have all been made bold by this kind of Jordan one-worlder who believes that human beings are essentially good and that our power is somehow, I don't know, shameful or evil or never to be used. Make no mistake, the American people are terrified. They know something's coming. They can feel it. And we can either shovel them the same old sugar or we can arm them. We can arm them with a young, vibrant vice president. We can give them heat, energy, give them a war hero with heart.
Ah, she's got me. Scary and timely message from Meryl Streep as Senator Eleanor Shaw trying to sway the presidential ticket in this year's remake of The Manchurian Candidate. But given how long it takes to make a movie and how long it takes a movie to reach the screens, luck may be as important a factor as any in capturing what the Germans often call Fingerspiegengefühl. Of course, they can. Fingertip sensitivity to changing times. Elvis Mitchell is our entertainment critic here in Weekend Edition.
No, they don't. They don't say anything like that.
Well, I'm told they do, all right, according to
I'm
reports.
Still getting used to Zeitgeist and Schadenfreude, and now there's fingertip and Schlagen and whatever. I'm sorry.
Well, Elvis, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you too, Scott.
What's the particular challenge of making a movie with the political message when the country seems to be so evenly divided politically?
I think the trick, Scott, is just in taking a stand, because movies so rarely do that anymore. They so much want to basically tell us that everybody's good and the bad people really are apolitical, they're just evil, that a movie that comes out and says, this is what we believe, this is what we think is happening to this country, is a movie that, in effect, can lead the argument. I think that's kind of what people want from movies. They want to be able to walk out of a picture and talk about what was going on. I mean, when the China Syndrome was made, nobody had any idea that that weekend we'd have the Three Mile Island incident, but became a way to have a conversation. And that's what I think people still want to see from movies.
Let me, for example, ask about Manchurian Candidate, because it doesn't mention the war in Iraq specifically. Is it all backdrop, or do you have to infer?
Based on that speech you just heard, I mean, that could be something from the Republican convention. It's impossible to sort of miss exactly what the movie's politics are and what it's kind of addressing now. There is a kind of paranoia that's being used to foment a certain kind of unrest, or rather dissatisfaction, and turn voters and taking that vague kind of paranoia and xenophobia and making people vote in a certain way. That kind of thing hadn't existed before September 11th, really. And what's kind of amazing to me is that now it's 3 years later, and this is one of the first big movies to deal with that. Isn't that kind of odd to you, Scott?
But is it odd given the length of time it takes to make a movie, to acquire an idea, to develop a script, to shoot it, and then to get it distributed? Well, I mean, isn't 3 years pretty common timetable?
If you're talking about a studio movie, you're absolutely right. And I'm sure there's been talk about making a remake of The Manchurian Candidate for many, many years. But there's certainly the independent track, which is where these mm-hmm. documentaries come from, where basically, you know, Michael Moore made Bowling for Columbine and this year's Fahrenheit 9/11 basically in the span of 3 years. If you're making an independent film, that's what surprised me so much about looking for a kind of political discourse in film, that independent films haven't really stepped up and said, this is what's going on. How are people reacting to this? Why are people not reacting to this? Mm-hmm. That's what shocks me, that these movies have mostly come from inside the studios.
Let me ask you about some of the documentaries, because there's been a raft of them, from the control room about Al Jazeera, which certainly is responsive to recent events. Outfoxed about the Fox News Network, The Hunting of the President about President Bill Clinton and his political adversaries, and of course Fahrenheit 9/11, which is the runaway hit of the summer.
It's very interesting now, because the talk is that not only will this movie get a Best Picture nomination, but if Kerry wins the election, it will probably win, because they will basically use this movie as kind of sort of the winner's cup to say that this picture actually made a difference. It actually sort of galvanized people and got the vote out. And that's a very interesting way to think, that you can use movies to lead the political conversation.
I know you want to talk about a new movie from South Africa called Stander.
It's the best of both worlds. It's a movie based on a real incident, based on a real guy, on a police officer who, during the riots, the anti-apartheid riots in the streets of South Africa in the 70s, chose to go around and rob banks using it as a backdrop.
Standards directed by Bronwyn Hughes. And this, I guess, is a South African policeman who has a crisis of conscience, as I understand it.
Yeah, it really is about sort of his basically being in a country that's falling apart, his part in that country that's dissolving around him, and his investment in that status quo, and also his reason to sort of bring that status quo down, to take it apart. It's also a pretty smart, kind of rousing action adventure, and it just shows there's a way to blend these two elements together. I think maybe the fear in movies about politics, especially from the studios, is the fear of the movies being too sort of pedantic or pedagogic. They don't want to sort of preach or scare people off, not realizing there are ways you can sort of subvert in the way that the actual figure Standard did, and the way that Bronwyn Hughes does in the movie as well. There are ways you can make all the stuff work in your favor. And I think, to a large extent, too, Jonathan Demme does that with The Manchurian Candidate. It's one of the best movies he's made in a very long time.
Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition, Elvis Mitchell, speaking from studios of CBS in New York.